When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey, everybody. This is a preview of today's members episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Merkle Media.
This dog dragon, I want to say the name was, and how I knew that this creature was Cerberus and was able to transition through all realms. Its voice was deep and booming. I was there to witness and be a part of this reclaiming, to assist, support, and know of this journey. I was not alone. At least 2 to 3 others were on the beach with me.
What was it called?
Cerberus.
That was a dream?
Yes.
That's literally what I'm looking at right now online as the three-headed dog thing.
Holy,
you see
yeah.
That?
Yep. Yeah, it. Yeah, a
Cerberus.
Three-headed sea dragon dog creature.
This was all circulating around the base that a giant had been killed, but no one was supposed to talk about it.
I saw 3 long bony fingers reach up underneath the door, curl up to grab it, and then disappear.
When he came over to me, dude, he slithered over to me.
And this giant comes out of the cave and they're all frozen. And he starts running and firing at this giant. But the giant moves. He's got a spear in one hand and he's running really fast and spears Dan and holds him up like this. Somebody yells, shoot him in the face, shoot him in the face. They basically decapitate him.
Got closer. When he got about 15 yards away from me, I raised that 12 gauge and I blow his head off.
I feel something pulling at my leg. And I look over and there are 2 small gray entities pulling at me. And they're literally, I'm getting pulled off the bed.
I reached my hand into this bush and I touch air. Couldn't breathe and I couldn't move because I know I'm seeing a monster.
Welcome to the show, everybody. You're listening to the Confessionals Podcast. I'm your host, Tony Merkel. Thanks for being here. If you have a crazy, wild experience you want to share with me on the show, go ahead and shoot me an email. My email address is contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. That's contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. Or go to the website, theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the contact section, and you can reach me that way as well. Either way works for me, just get a hold of me. Merk Merch is where you can get your Merkel Media apparel right there at merkmerch.com. We can also give you MerkleFilms.com, where you can get your on-demand streaming right there at MerkleFilms.com. Three documentaries on there and independent creators coming to that platform very soon. Now, today we have KC coming on the show, and KC wants to talk about how she has experiences visiting these other realms, and she describes them with a pink-purple hue, and that sounds familiar, kind of like Stranger Things Upside Down. She's not the only one. Many people have described the Upside Down, these other realms, as such things with a pink-purple hue. She talks about her dealings with these ancient gods, and we connect dots on this show. In fact, she found a journal entry just before we started recording that she had no recollection of writing, and what she wrote in there, I helped her connect dots to an ancient god. So let's get to KC right now. All right. Today we have KC on the show. KC, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. So a couple of things to kind of get out here is one, I just got done doing a live earlier today on YouTube, Facebook, X, and Rumble. And I'm losing my voice right now. I knew it was going to happen. And you're my first of two interviews. So bear with me.
Oh, so I get like the least sexy husky Tony voice. So is that what you're telling me? it's going to get sexier as the day goes.
maybe.
There it is.
But I have this throat spray, this Singer's Professional Strength Soothing Throat Spray. So
nice.
You might see me squirting that, seeing if it helps at all.
I like it.
But I probably don't need to say this, but I'm going to say it anyways for the audience sake, just because self-conscious, I guess. I tried a new face soap last night, and I think I'm having an allergic reaction to it. And before I came into the studio, I could see like this red blotch forming underneath my face, and so underneath my eye, and so I'm just like, oh man! But
don't be self-conscious. So, just say you're sun-kissed, man.
Now that I got the Tony's body's imperfections out of the way,
right?
KC, you contacted us after you heard, I think it's episode 692, Dark Shift.
Yeah.
And you said that you were pretty much taken back. And I think at one point you even said in the email how you pulled the car over, kind of thing.
I pulled over on the side of the road. Yeah, for sure. I was listening and nodding along and saying yes, and kind of like, you know, having those revelatory moments where I'm like, oh man, someone else. And then finally I decided, you know, I kind of vacillated between, do I write in to just kind of say, hey, me too. And then, you know, there was a point where your wife started talking about Indiana kind of being this weird connecting spot of, you know, whether it was novels being in towns placed in Indiana where all these weird supernatural phenomena took place. And I was like, okay, I gotta write in, because I had, you know, weird kind of abnormal things happen in Indiana as well on my travels, like there for work. I wrote in just like as a high five to you guys of like, yes, something's happening. I've witnessed it on top of everything else that you guys are talking about.
That's wild. There's definitely a connection to certain geographical locations. I don't think it's going to be the case forever, but it seems like Indiana is the repeatable location at this point. I think that there's other locations. I know there are,
for sure.
But it seems like right now there's a lot of people reaching out from Indiana.
I find it interesting. Yeah. And I'm not from there, but I had traveled there. And that's what another piece to me that kind of, because I was even thinking about it myself and having reached out to you guys and then and just listening to that show in particular, you know, what about it? And for me, at least on my travels there specifically, the liminality of what I was doing, of my travel there, because I was going from Indianapolis all the way up to Michigan City, which that route took me through like two or three different time zones in one drive. So, you know, kind of being in the past and in the future, potentially just by, you know, 1 mile, could maybe be a spark of it. Who knows? But then also the other, you know, topics of conversation that took place in the episode itself, in having, experiences with the other and really from, you know, as far as I can, so far my lifetime, I've always had that kind of experience with the other or a different realm and the weird of it all. So yeah. I just wanted to kind of write in on that.
Well, I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did. And that's why, you know, every episode I start out with my email. That way people can't say 100%. They never heard the email, which they do. And we get people, I'll get people DMing me saying, what's your email? I'm like, I say it in the beginning of every show.
You cannot miss it.
It's kind of hard. Like I literally dream about me saying the show email at this point. I'm just like, I wake up the first thing I sit up in the bed. I'm like, welcome to the show, everybody. Oh no, not yet. Not yet. I'm still at home, you know?
We're getting there though.
Yeah. The show is starting though.
Too funny.
So you've been to the pink purple realm and things like that. And what I kind of want to do is start off with, the earliest you can remember this kind of stuff happening for you. And what was the introduction to these things happening for you? I assume it's been, quite some time.
Don't call me old, Tony. That's not nice.
No. I'm not saying that. Think, Tony. Reeling in.
Bring it back.
Yeah. But I mean, because it's been happening your whole life, right?
Yeah, 100%. So I'd easily say I distinctly remember my first out of body or astral travel being I was about 5 years old. Which is terrifying, doing that. And then there's this weird, aspect of like the things I kind of encountered, when I was out of my body and walking around my grandmother's house. And so, you know, if we're going to start chronologically, there's that initial, and I can still see it in my mind's eye right now, kind of floating in whatever etheric energy body I was in. And there was in the door, there was like the swirling vortex, and there was like two or three entities kind of beckoning me through that vortex. I never went through it, but there would always be in that door specifically this kind of swirling of energy. So that's one of the first out of body events. And then I've always had sleep paralysis and then lucid dreams, very vivid lucid dreams, along with then astrally traveling to other places. So, but the very first one I can still see, like, you know, like the old school, like brick vinyl flooring that they used to have in houses. You know, I can see my grandmother's, you know, foyer area. I can see the door with the swirling portal vortex there. So that's, I guess, where that started. And then, you know, my family, we weren't and aren't overtly religious family. I did go to a private Christian school formatively up until third grade. So, you know, I did have an understanding of faith and religion, you know, growing up. And so, but there was always still this, acknowledgement of, I guess, the other in my family, you know. So even, you know, my mom and my grandmother would even say, you know, Casey, you've kind of always been haunted, which that's a terrifying thing to kind of say out loud too. You know what I mean? But you know, it wasn't until, of course, you know, in having these experiences and having and hearing other people having these same experiences, like going into this pink purple realm. And to me, what was, what blew me away was that it did and does when I've gone there, and now it's been about 3 or 4 times. It does look like this realm, this dimension, but a bit off. Maybe things aren't exactly the same, but so it's different than when I'm out of my body other times, where things are the same, maybe a little distorted, but there is like kind of a consistency there. But the difference for me with that pink realm is that if I'm out of my body in some other kind of sleep, you know, realm or whatever is going on, can almost, there's like a fear factor going on there, like with the sleep paralysis or even just kind of going out of your body and moving about. But when I've gone to that pink purple realm, it's almost like there's not a fear factor there. I don't know how to explain it. It's an odd feeling, to say the least, but it just struck me, at least it resonated so strongly with me, that someone else had been to this place and had visited and had more experience maybe with things in that particular space than I had, but I've been there. And it's just such a bizarre, experience in and of itself to even just have as an individual, and then to hear that there's others that have been there too, you know, and maybe felt and seen some of the same things I have.
So when like, all right, let's talk about logistics here.
Sure.
How are you technically getting there?
So to this pink purple realm. So yeah. It is almost like, so I'd be coming, I can feel myself coming out of my body. And it's almost as if I would be like pulled through a window or a wall, depending upon where I was when this happened. And the outside, boom, as soon as I was outside of whatever living quarters I was in, I was immediately in this other, you know, magenta like place. So that's how I would get there, at least, you know, in my sleep state, so to speak.
Yeah. And the, well, just to piggyback off what you just said, the sleep state, like your sleep state is definitely, one of the ways that people traverse into other states of existence.
Yeah.
And you've been there 3 to 4 times, but you've had, other experiences outside of that realm, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, for sure. Okay. And that's actually where I even, you know, outside of that particular realm, for me, and I can still vividly see this one. You know, it's interesting, of course, you know, in kind of getting myself prepared to talk to you today. You know, I pull out what my attempts at a dream journal, like I should definitely try to be better about it, but I'm not, you know?
Same.
And so, you know, and looking back, I didn't write that one down because I can still see it. The one that sticks with me the most is one that I have just recently had, where I was taken when, and I say taken only because I was out of my body. So it wasn't it was a very weird feeling between like a lucid dream but it was very much, in real time. So I was napping on my couch. It was the middle of the day and I was feeling that same, you know, that weird, like around the head feeling,
Could you hear it as well as feel it?
Yeah. So it's almost like this vibratory, almost like the realm is shifting, or maybe like your energy body is lifting up or out. I don't know how to explain it other than that, like, pulsating whoosh of energy. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Continue. Finish your, okay. your thought, and then I'll contribute mine.
Okay. And so I knew that I was going to become going out of my body. And that's a sure sign for me. So sometimes if there's like a super fear factor there, and this is what I'm saying, and that's why it's different in that pink purple realm. I'll say the Lord's Prayer, or I will do whatever I can to try to shake myself awake. But for whatever reason, for this particular experience, I knew it was coming, and I didn't have the fear factor. And so when I came out of my body, and it almost feels like a lift and then like a rolling out. It's a very strange feeling. I went through the window of my living room, and in the backyard, I was taken by three entities, three beings. And there's through a portal that was in my backyard, right underneath a holly tree and a mimosa tree. And so the only difference is that in that yard in particular, there's a walking path that goes straight down to the river, which it would connect to. But in whatever realm I was in, where I was being taken, the path wasn't straight down. It was horizontal that they took me down. And through this portal.
This was a preview of today's member episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.